Welcome back to Time for Nachit, Sefer Divrei Yom Beis, it's Parak Yud Beis. Here we have Rehoboam securing his kingship. He begins to forget about Hashem, he leads the people away from him. Hashem then sends Shishak, who is Melech Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt, to fight against Rehoboam. Shishak captures the capital, or captures the fortified cities, but before Shishak advanced on Yerushalayim, then Shemaiah says, he announces in Yerushalayim, remember he's the Navi, that Hashem was sending Shishak as a punishment because we'd forsaken Hashem. Now the nation that respond with what they should do, which is to their credit, tshuva, and they repent, they change their ways, and therefore Hashem resent Shemaiah to the people a second time, saying them that Hashem has taken this back. Shishak won't annihilate the people; he'll spare Yerushalayim. He'll just allow them to be slaves to show the difference between serving Hashem and serving Shishak. Interesting. And the Ralbag over here, at the beginning of the parak, says that. That the reason why Shishak was sent was to get people to repent. That's why Hashem did it. So, good plan. Shishak takes the gold, the silver from the treasuries, the golden shields that Shlomo had made, if you remember. Rehoboam later replaced them with copper shields. Rehoboam dies after 17 years as king, not quite living up to his full religious responsibilities, and he did battle with Yeravam throughout his reign, we're told. That's Perek Yud Beis. And now we see Malachim, basically what we learn in Sefer Malachim, we see it being played out all the way towards the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash.